A week ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court reversed a near total ban on the use of absentee ballot drop boxes enacted in 2022 after conspiracy claims of election fraud. In the 2020 election, Milwaukee and Madison made the widest use of drop boxes. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald calls them a common sense tool. He joins us now. And I see we caught you on vacation, so thanks a lot for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
So how many drop boxes do you expect to be in use in Dane County for this cycle?
It's hard to say. I would say most municipalities will have a drop box, if not all of them. Some of them took them out during the last cycle. They were concerned that voters would try to use them when, if they did, then their ballot wouldn't count. But I know all the larger municipalities will be reinstituting them.
What do you think about the guidance around security that the Wisconsin Elections Commission offered late this week?
Yeah, I think those are the best practices you see around the country. You know, making sure that the drop boxes are secure to the ground, well lit, you know, that there's a chain of custody. All the sort of best practices you see around the country were in that, and I think they were appropriate.
Why do you like the use of drop boxes?
Well, they're particularly important in the last week of the election, the last 3 or 4 days. The U.S. mail is not as reliable as it used to be. For us in Madison, the mail used to be processed locally. Now it goes to Milwaukee and back. So there's concern that the ballot will arrive late. If it does, it's not counted. Other states, if it's postmarked, they'll count it. But in Wisconsin, they won't. So the drop box, really helpful those last few days to make sure they get received on time.
What do you say to people who still oppose them, that they're, you know, worried about fraud?
I really don't understand that. I mean, we've been using absentee voting since the Civil War. The U.S. mail boxes are less secure than a drop box, say, in Madison. The Madison ones are in front of a fire department with 24/7 personnel there, a camera. That's not true for the mailbox in front of my house. It doesn't really make a lot of sense, honestly.
So do you expect threats against election workers to ramp up as we move into the August primary and the November general?
You know, we are seeing some of that already. We're getting, you know, a lot of open records requests, which is not a threat in of itself, but they tend to be just sort of harassing clerks. We saw a little bit of it in the Milwaukee special election where there was disruption at the polling place. So unfortunately, I think, you know, I don't expect it to be widespread, but I think it's going to be part of our world this cycle, at least.
Yeah. So as to those election observers, do you have provisions in place to manage, you know, should there be kind of legions of people coming out?
Yeah, you know, we do have procedures. There are very limited reasons why you can object to an absentee ballot at the polls or a ballot or a voter in general. So we just need to do a little education with the clerks, and I'm hopeful it won't be a big problem.
And how busy are clerks right about now?
Yeah, it gets busy. This is going to be a busy few months here. Absentee ballots are out. There's training going on of poll workers. There's a lot going on right now. We have a training next week. One of the things that's different now, Frederica, is how much training we do for potential problems, things like fentanyl in the mail or swatting, where people are you know, having 911 called on their house. Or so unlikely as they are, it's something we have to prepare for.
All right, Scott McDonald, we wish you well as you enter into this election cycle.
Thank you. I'm taking my vacation days where I can.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, no, I'm out on this lake in about 20 minutes.
Good. In what?
I got a pontoon. Oh. Can't really see it from here, but... My pontoon cover, I had to replace it, and I have an old pontoon. They didn't even have the specs for the cover, so now I'm just worried it's arrived that it'll fit.
Oh,
so
good luck.
That's
with
my
that.
Today problem.
Good luck. All right. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
You too.